Chofei Tammuz, Wednesday the 3rd of July, Rabbi Elisha Koppel, Yerusha, Al Pi Halacha.
In last week's parasha, the Torah tells Avek, what's the seder of Nachlas? When somebody's nifter, where his money goes, who's Yerush? So the Torah says that when someone has bonim and bonois, then only the bonim are Yerush. And his daughters are not Yerush. Bas bein abonim, the Torah says, is not a yerushas. If somebody doesn't have bonim, someone doesn't have sons, then his daughters are yerush. Someone doesn't have sons and daughters, the Torah says, his father's yerush, his brothers are yerush. Again, to say the vonachos. Lemaisa, what happens if somebody wants to give his daughter's money as well? He wants to, mechaim, he wants to give his daughter's money as well. So if he writes only, this is not the topic I'm speaking about, it's just a hakdoma. If he writes a legal will, then pashtas, Rav Padva has a big chiddush in this, but pashtas, a legal will not al pi halacha give his daughters money. They won't entitle them to a share in the inheritance. And the reason is, because the way a will works is, it decides what happens to the estate after his nifter. Which is la'acha misasay. Now, after his nifter, he doesn't own the money. The rega that his nifter, his sons are all yerush the money. And so, like he can't tell his son, oh, your house, give it to your sister. So he can't tell his son, the money that you'll get from me after your nifter, then the, after his nifter, yeah, after he can't tell his son what should happen to that money as well. Maybe there's a mitzvah account. If I may, Rav Padva has a whole chiddush how legal wills could work. But pashtas, it doesn't work. And mamela, what do people do? People write a shtar, where they write, rega echad koidem misasi, isha achas koidem misasi, this should go to this should go to that, and they give him atona mechai. That's what they do. The shayla is, okay, that works. But is it mutter to do? So you say, why shouldn't it be mutter to do? What should be the problem? So there's a gemara, Baba Basra, Dav Kuf Lamed Gimel Amed Beis. The Gemara tells us, the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah, and the Rambam paskins it, it's kepaskins in Shulchan Aruch, and similar Reish Pei Beis from Shulchan Aruch Reish HaMishpat, that is the Isser called Havaras Nachla. A person is not allowed to circumvent the Seder Nachlas from the Torah, and arrange in a way that works, that the money should go to somebody else who's not a Yerush. Just read the Yambam. The Yambam passes like this in Perek Vav on Hilchas Nachlas Halacha Yud Aleph. Kol hanoisei nechosov la'achirim v'hiniach es ha-yorshim. He gives his money to others and he leaves over the yorshim. Af al pi she'ein ha-yorshim noigim b'keshura. Even though the yorshim don't treat him keshura rightfully, respectfully, ein ruach hachomim noicha haimeno. Ruach HaChomim is not Noichai Menel, because he circumvented the Seder Nachlas, but the Rambam says, V'zochu Achirim B'chol Ma'ashenos Alhem. The others are Zoicha. There's no question about it. If you give him Atona Mechaim, Rega Echot Koidem Misosi, Shoachas Koidem Misosi, Avada Unavada, it works. It works, and the daughter will get the Nechosim. But the Rambam says, and that's Gepaskant, and Shulchan Aruch Simereish Pei Beis, that ein ruach hachomim noichahei menu. Now in the Rambam, there's two diyukim. One diyuk from the Rambam is, the Rambam says, v'niach es ha-yorishim. He doesn't say only bonim. That means, the Rambam, the Chassam Sofer and Shuvah and Choshe Mishpat is medayik this, nekuda, that you could say the whole iser nachlas of havaras nachlas is when someone has children. When someone, chas v'shalom, doesn't have any children, no sons, no daughters, that's going to go to his brothers, to his uncles, to his cousins, then maybe there wouldn't be a problem. And there are poiskim that say that, Lemaisa. The Rambam says not like that. The Rambam says, Kol anoisa nechosav lachem v'hiniach es ha-yorishim. He doesn't say v'hiniach es ha-bonim, his children. He says v'hiniach es ha-yorishim, any time you circumvent the Seder Nachlas, it's ein ruach hachomim noicha haimeno. Now, you could tell me, ein ruach hachomim noicha haimeno is a midas chasidus. Nishkein tzadik, nishkein chosid, nishkein grace aveir. Lemaisa, the Makor for the Rambam, as I said, is the Gemara, and the Yerushalmi learns it from a pasuk. But he avinoisam beyodom, the Yerushalmi learns it to Isser. On the Me'ashdam, in Tshuva, Choshe Mishpat, Simon Shin Yud Aleph, the Klesak Doyle brings him down, He states Mefurish that this Ein Ruach HaChomim Noichai Meno doesn't mean it's an Issa D'Rabbanon to circumvent Seyden Achlus. And Mamela, we'll talk when it's called circumventing, but there's an Issa D'Rabbanon. He says you could call the person Avaryon or someone who does this, and Beidin should put him in Chayrim, the Mirajdam says, someone who circumvents Seyden Achlus. That's the din from the Rambam. Lamaisa.
Is there a
diuk
when he says
that's also we'll talk about.
That.
Yeah, we'll talk about that as well. That could be a diuk. That's a tashbats. We'll get there, Be'ez Hashem. But lemaisa, we can clear a shaila. Is the din of havaras nachla only by a matnas shchiv meira when someone's dying, or someone writes a shtar that the whole shtar is chal only rega echod koydem misasi or sho achas koydem misasi, or no? Even Mechayim, while he's alive, everything's fine. Could be there's still an Isser to be Mavir Nachla. To start giving out years and years before his Niftar. Is he allowed to give out his Nechasim to be Masada that his daughters, or whoever he wants, should get some of his Nechasim? So you'll say, what should be the problem? He's allowed to give a present to whoever he wants. He's allowed to give a Bar Mitzvah present, allowed to give Chasna present. So he's allowed to give his daughters presents. Right? That would be the Svar. The Svar would say like that. Lamaisa. The Rosh in Tshuva, in Klau Pehei, Siv Gimel, the Rosh has a story where somebody had an only daughter, and he had a sister which was Nifter, and she had children. And in the Rosh's case, he's giving most of his Nechasim to his daughter, but he wants to write a shtar that will give his sister's child, his sister's children, money. And so the Rosh tells Avek that if it's Mechayim, then it's fine. But if it's samuch lemisasoi, he's arranging his estate, he's being mesadet in the chasim, zok deryosh, that is an issa havaras nachla. So I just want to point out, in deryosh is mavur, not like what is mashmei ne'ambam, but even if you're giving money to your daughter, and you're leaving over most of his nachasim to his daughter, but if you're giving part of the nachasim to somebody else, it's a problem. It's a problem. Just the Rosh tells us a klal that this whole halacha from Avaras Nachla is only samuch lemisa. A matnas shchiv meira, samuch lemisa also, he's arranging his nechasim, that's where there's an isra of Avaras Nachla. But if somebody, while he's alive and everything's fine, he wants to give him matana, he should give it, he should do whatever he wants. As they state in Rosh, from this there's a lot of shailas, the Chasam Sofer speaks about it, is somebody allowed to leave part of his nechasim for tzedakah? And the Chasam Sofer says that be'etzem it's a problem, and he has a whole shtickle Torah that giving money to tzedakah he's saving himself from Gehenim, and so that's like he's buying himself something mechayim. He's allowed to spend his money for himself. He comes before the Yerushim. That's the chiddush which Chasam Sofer says to answer this problem to give money. He says, yeah. L'maisa in Medrash it says that Avraham Avinu was kiyem kol haTorah kula afilu eruv tavshilin. He kept the whole Torah, afilo Erev Tavshilin, the Goyin is Goyes, afilo Erev Tchumin, but he kept even Isuri D'Rabbanon, Avraham Avinu kept. So, the Rishonim, Bali Atayis Vashem Chumash, they ask a kasha. The pasuk at the end of Chai Yisora, Pasuk says a ganze list from the children from Keturah, and then he says, "Vayitein Avraham es kol ha'sheloi leYitzchok." He gave everything he had to Yitzchok. And Rashi says that early in the parasha, the same parasha as Chayisoyer, Rashi says that Vayikach that Eliezer took a star matana from Kol HaSheloi, and he showed it to Besuel, as Yitzchok gets all the Nechasim. So the Rishonim in Bali, Atayis was asked the Kasha, what's going on over here? How could Avraham Avinu give Nechasim away from other Yerushim? As they reflect in the Bali Atayis, some poskim want to say that Bnei HaPilagshim, the other children, which children of a Pilagash, and Bnei HaPilagshim, there's no Issa of Avaras Nachla. To give some money to children from your wife and take it away from Bnei HaPilagshim is Mutter. Lamaisa, the Rishonim Neman Lehed, you're not like that. because they all have the kasha, and they don't say this for teretz. The Bali HaTosfos say for teretz as Yishmol was a ger, and a ger is kikotel shenoy ladom, he's not yerush. So because a ger isn't yerush, memela. Because a ger isn't yerush, memela. Yishmol had no schos. I bnei keturah. Zog Teisves, the Bali HaTosfos say he gave her before they were born. He gave her before he married keturah. He gave a shtar matonet. Mavul like that in the pasuk in Rashi that when he gave it to Eliezer before right after Sarah was nifter, he gave it to Eliezer the shtar matonet from Kol Hashaloi. So Eliezer does no havaras nachla because Eliezer was the only yerush. But it's mavul in the Teisves. He gave to Yitzchok. He gave the shtar to Eliezer to show Basul that he's giving the money to Yitzchok. Lemaisa is mavur in Taisvas, not like the Rosh Lachar. In Taisvas is mavur that even Mechayim, even somebody wants to give away, you have to be magdi. What's called Avaras Nachla? A person can't give a present. But in Taisvas is mavur that a person wants to give his money, even Mechayim, Avram Avinu gave it years and years and years before he was Nifter. It was Mutter. It was Be'etzem also to give, Taisvas says. And he has a whole cheshbon, Dr. Baalei HaTosfos, that Yishmol was a ger, so he wasn't a yoyish, and Bnei Keturah weren't born yet, because he wasn't married to Keturah at all yet, and the Mele, there was no Avaras Nachla. As they stayed in Taisvas. Lamaisa, so the Vaila we have a Klorim Achloikas, Taisvas and Derosh. Derosh tells us that Mechaim, there is no Issa of Avaras Nachla. A person is allowed to give nechosim to whoever he wants Mechaim. That's what the Rosh holds. Tosfos holds that Mechaim is also a problem of giving nechosim to people which are not Yerush. Lemaisa, the Rosh, which holds that Mechaim there is no problem, Lechoyre, is Nister from the Gemara Mefuresh. So you have to answer this Gemara. The Gemara, Ksubas Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara, there's two Gemaras. The first Gemara, the Gemara tells us that Chazal wa Mesaken Ksubas Bnin Dichrin. Ksubas Bnin Dichrin is that if Chas V'Sholom, a lady's nifter, the halacha is that her husband is Yerush. Now her father gave Nechosim to her when she got married. That's part of the Ksuba. And so who gets the money? The husband. So people didn't want to give money to their daughters because what happened if she's nifter? The husband's going to take the money, he'll marry somebody else, and yalla, gone. So Mamele Chazal wa Masakan Ksubas Bnin Dichrin. That means that if she has children, then you take the money that she got, and that goes out of the Yerusha, and that goes to her children. If she has sons, it goes to her Yerushim. That's Ksubas Bnin Dichrin. And the Gemara tells us, why would the Masakan Ksubas Bnin Dichrin? Mamash this reason, Kedei sheyikfois Adam veyitein lebitoi kibnoi. A person should give his daughter money, like he gives his son. Rashi says, his son gets Yerusha, his daughter should get Ksuba, she should get an Adam. And they state in Gemara. The Gemara asks a question, the Torah says, a son's Yerush. A daughter's not Yerush. There's a bayafun avaras nachla. So how could Chazal come along and say, give money to a daughter? That's what the Gemara asks. The Gemara asks, "Umi ikem midi the achmona omar bro lirois brata loyteiros." A son should be yoyish, a daughter shouldn't be yoyish. The osu rabbonon umesakni the teiros brata. And the Gemara has looked again to shtekot Torah. Honami the yaisa giving a nadan is the inyan from the yaisa. The Gemara the smachpon a pasuk that giving a nadan is mutar. The Gemara asks the question: Ad kama? How much is one permitted to give to the daughter? And it shouldn't be considered Havaras Nachla. And the Gemara says, as Isu Nichsi, till 10% of his total Nechosim, that's how much a person is allowed to give. Tosfos Daf Nun Amud Beis brings from Rabbeinu Chananu Lemaisa that giving more than 1/10 of his Nechosim to his daughter is an Issa for Havaras Nachla. That's what Tosfos says from Rabbeinu Chananu. Now Lemaisa, the Gemara doesn't say we're talking about someone who's marrying off his daughter, Rega Echad Koidem Misosoi. It's for Shidduch he's making. And he's giving money to his daughter, Mechayim Mamash. And the Gemara says Mefurish, as there's a bayafun avaras nachla. There's another Gemara later on. The Gemara tells us a story. Rav Papa was making a shidduch, and the mechutan is given someone called Abba Surah. And Rav Papa was going to negotiate the nadan with the mechutan, the future mechutan. And the Gemara tells us that Yehuda ben Maimer, Nocha Amoyer, was with her papa, and when he was talking to him and learning, he gets to the door of Abba Sarah. Yehuda ben Maimer says, "Stop, I'm not coming in. I'm not coming in." Her papa asked him, "What's the problem? Why? Well, come in, no. What's the problem?" Yehuda ben Maimer said, "I'm going to be here by Yafun Havara's Nachla. I don't want to be involved in that. I don't want to be there." That's what Yehuda ben Maimer told her papa. Her papa told him, "What do you mean? It's also takona to give an adon. It's a takona de abanon. Does it? Is it the abanon for Navarro's nachla? And this is a takona de abanon." So Yehuda ben Maimer says, "Yeah, that's very nice if he wants to give, but to pressure him to give, to force him to give, that's already a bayah. That doesn't go into takona de abanon to give an adon." The counter of honor was, you should want to give. Kadesha Yikvah is Adam, Nitin, Labita, Kabnoi. A person should want to give. But to pressure him, that's already taking away money from the Yosh. Matei Shteit in Gemara. Now this is all Mechaim. And another Nakuda, this is not all the Nechassim. No one says, the violin, the Gemara, that there was an issue here that he wanted to get all his Nechassim. The Gemara is Mevur Kepshutai, that there's an Issa for Navaras Nachla, even on part of someone's Nechassim. That's what's negated to us from the Gemara. So l'choyer, it's a pella on the Rosh. The Rosh says mechayim, there is no problem. You have a Gemara, two Gemaras that say meforish that there is a problem of being mavir nachlo even mechayim. Now it needs a pshat because even if there's an issa of avaras nachlo mechayim, it means you're not like giving matana to somebody. I'm saying what's the gather? That the tashbats in chayle gimel simon kuf mem zayin paskins. He brings it from the Bala Itter that as long as you leave over a chelek of your nechassim or Yerusha Deyaisa, there is no Issa for Navaras Nachal. That means the Tashbats is learning, Shvef on this Gemara, but the Tashbats is learning that the whole Issa Havaras Nachla is when you oiker the whole Yerusha Deyaisa. There's no Yerusha at all. But if you leave over, he says, Dalet Zehuvim. The Chassam Sofer says when he brings down the Tashbats, Dalet Zehuvim is a moshel, it needs to be a mona yofa. Reb Moshe Feinstein, when he brings down the Tashbats, he says it's a minimum of 20%. But there's a shear, whatever that shear is, where if you leave that over for Yerusha, your Mekayim, Yerusha, the Yaisa with that, Zog the Tashbats, there's no problem for Navaras Nachla. Because the whole problem is that you're being oike Yerusha. That's the Issa. Ein yo chachamim loichai menu, because you didn't let Yerusha happen. And the Rambam be'emes is meduik like that. He pointed out. The Rambam says, v'hiniach es ha-yoshin. It's mashma, it's not mefurish, but it's mashma, that you left the yoshin. You left them. Kol ha-noisen nechosav l'achirim, v'hiniach es ha-yoshin. You left them without the nechosim. Otherwise, Rambam should just say, kol ha-noisen nechosav l'achirim. Okay. So the Vaila, just want to summarize, we have a klar machloikas, Toisvus and the Rosh. Toisvus holds Mechayim, there's a problem. The Rosh holds it doesn't. Now the Tashbat is Mavur, that he holds that everything is Tolui in a different thing. It's Tolui in leaving over Nechassim. Now the Rosh argues on that as well. Because the Rosh's case, I pointed out before, is talking about he left most of his Nechassim to his daughter. And Afalpi can koida misasai, the Rosh holds there's a problem. That means the Rosh doesn't hold a dish tikotari from the Tashbats. The Maisa I found the Chassam Sofer in Chayshem Mishpat Simon Kuf Nun Zayin. He asks this kasha on the Tashbats from the Gemara Ksuba Zaf Nun Gimel that we have Mefurisha Gemara. It's not talking about all his Nechassim. We have Mefurisha Gemara that leaving over part of your Nechassim doesn't help. And the Chassam Sofer blives Shver in Tshuva. He says if you want to be Soymich, you can be Soymich on the Tashbats. It's a kasha on the Tashbats from the Gemara, but the Maisa it's a Tashbats and Mamela, you could be Soymich on the Tashbats. Reb Moshe Feinstein as well. He asks the kasha on Igros Moshe and Chosha Mishpat. He asks the kasha on the Tashbats from this Gemara, and he also blives Shver. Lamais, I found that the Ponim Meiris in Shuvah Lamed Zayin, he paskins like the Tashbats. Lechatchila, he has no problems with it. He paskins mamash like the Tashbats. He printed Bechayo of the Shuvas, and Ashoyo Lagoin in his time wrote him a letter. What's going on? How can you paskin like the Tashbats? It's a Gemara Ksubas Dapnum Gimel, Dapnum Beis Amad Beis, that there's a problem of Avaras Nachlo, even if you leave over the Chazim. And so when he printed Chelek Beis, the Ponimir is put in the back, Kuntres Achron, where he addresses a bunch of shailas that this Shoyul asked on his... He has a long marocha on Yerusha, but on this aspect, he has a whole paragraph where he addresses this issue. And he said the Shtikot Torah like this. He says, as Lemaisa, the Gemara Ksubas Daf Nun Gimel and Nun Beis is a little bit different. Because the Gemara there is talking about that someone was putting pressure, was being koifer, to give money. And he said, Avada un Avada, the Tashbatz agrees, that if someone comes and tells the father, give more money, or put pressure, give an adhan, and that's a problem for Navarez Nachla, because he is trying to circumvent Nachla. The father's holding by giving so much, and you're coming along, give more money. That more is not a matana. That more is, you're taking Nachla that would have gone to the bonim, the scharim, and you're giving it to people which are not Yoshe. But if the father from his own free will wants to give to his daughter, he can do whatever he likes with his money. As long as he's not Mevatul Yerusha Deyais. That's what the Ponim here says, the Tashbat says. So he says, I, the Gemara, by the Iket HaKonas Ksuba, isn't talking about anybody putting pressure, no one being Kaifa. So he says, Chazal being Mesaken, it's a Chiyiv, is again, it's like a Kfir. You're Mechuyiv to do it. You have to give an Adan, Chazal wa Mesaken, Memela, that as well is considered Kfir. That's what the Ponim Iris leaves with, and Ponim Iris holds that Lachatchila, one can be Soymech on the Tashbats. The Maisa, there's a Shidduch over here, which needs a Hasbir, I don't have Pshat. That means the Tashbats tells us that the Lomdus of Havaras Nachla is circumventing Yerusha in Ganson. That means you're not leaving anything over that someone should be Yerush. Okay. So when I leave money over, Zot the Tashbats, that's not Havaras Nachla. So now that someone pressures me, I've left over Nechasim. I've left over money to be Yerush. I never circumvented Nachla. The whole Isser from Ein Ruach HaChomim Noichai Menu is to be Oike Yerusha. I never was Oike Yerusha. Okay, that person's not Beseder. Maybe he shouldn't do it. He's not doing the musik that Chazal want us to do. But at the end of the day, I wasn't over Israel. I didn't do anything. It's exactly the same if I give it from my own free will and if someone pressurizes me to give it. At the end of the day, the heftz of the Isser for Navoraz Nachla is to be Oike Yerusha. And I never was Oike Yerusha. Okay. The Maisa, we said before, the Rosh and Tosfos both Lehedya argue on the Tashbats. The Rosh holds that the Chilik is not the Chilik of leaving over Nechasim. The Chilik is the Chilik of Mechayim, giving money Mechayim, and not La'achem Misa. And on that we ask when the Gemara of Subas Dav Nun Gimel. The Maisa, L'choyer, the Chassam Sofer is mashma like this. He doesn't say it because he doesn't ask the cash on the Rosh. He doesn't bring down the Rosh. But it's mashma that the Lomdus is like this. Avadu un avadu, it's poshet that you're allowed to spend your money like you like when you're alive. And Mamela, when someone's mechayim, if he wants to give his daughter a matana, L'choyer, the Rosh held, there is no Issa. The pshat from that is, because the Rosh says, anything you give mechayim, we look at it like you're spending money. So you can go buy yourself a car, you can go buy yourself a house, or you can buy your daughter a house as well if you want. If that's what you want, you can do whatever you want mechaim with the money. The whole problem arises up the Rosh when somebody, he's not trying to give matonos, he's not trying to give his daughter money, he's trying to arrange his nechosim. He's trying to arrange the ownership, the future ownership of all his nechosim. So that the Rosh says, when someone is trying to transfer ownership of his nechosim, he's not giving any matonos, he's not giving nothing. He's just trying that his nechosim now should move into a different stage and someone else should take ownership of his nechosim, of his money. Zog the Rosh, that's Havaras Nachla. Because the heft of what Nachla is when someone's nifter, what happens to the estate? So now if you're arranging the estate, mechayim, if that's what you're doing, it's something completely different than giving a present. A present is like you spend your money, you give presents. But when someone's arranging his nechosim, Zog the Rosh, that's a problem. The feed the Rosh. One second, mechayim, what do you mean? A will of rega echot koidem misasri. Yeah, the Rosh says, lehedi, you can't. The feed the Rosh, you can't make a will of rega echot koidem misasri. But the Rosh says, you can give it mechayim. You can.
That's
called samuch lemisa. No one gives things after his nifta. So samuch lemisa matnas chivran. All these things is you're giving it at the time right before your nifta. Shor achas koydem misasoi. You're giving it samuch lemisa. That's called arranging your estate. You're giving like this. You're tailing the chassid. That's not matanas.
How do you make
the feeder yosh? You can't make a will like that. You have to give a mechayim.
No,
the Rosh says Mechaim did not have a Nechasim. That's the Rosh's Chiddush. That Mechaim you can. We had a Kasha from the Gemara Ksubas. So L'chayim, the Terence from the Gemara Ksubas is, like the Panim Yir says, that applies for the Rosh as well. That a Nadan isn't a Matana. A Nadan is a Takonas Chachomim. A person has to transfer ownership of a certain amount of his Nechasim. Some Rishonim say Ad Isu Nechasim is the maximum. The Tosfos Rid says Ad Isu Nechasim is the minimum of a Lamaisa. Lamaisa, that's amount of Nechasim that the Torah wants, the Chazal Kiveya, Kedei Sheyikfois Odom V'yitein Lebitoi Kebnoi. That's the Lashon HaGemara. You want your daughter's Yerush, we want your daughter also to get Nechashim. That was Das Chazal. So Zok the Panim here is, that's as well Avarat Nechashim, because even though it's Mechayim, but it's a Tzura of La'acha Misa. It's a Tzura, you're arranging your state, so you arranged your state Mechayim. It doesn't help. And Matana Zok the Rosh, you're giving presents when you're alive, you're giving Nechashim when you're alive, you can do what you want. That's like you're spending money. Of a Lamaisa, If you're not giving presents, you're just arranging your estate, then das is also. Lamaisa.
Is there one more factor, bro? If you don't arrange your affairs properly, the goyim will take half of it. And that's what happens.
Yeah.
And also, there's a Gemara that says that the wishes of the parents.
Oh, mitzvah l'kayim divrei Ramesh. Okay, that's I didn't want to get in, that's a sugya for itself. Rav Pazva has a big shtickle Torah on that. And Rav Pazva says that mitzvah l'kayim divrei Ramesh works. And that's why legal wills will work. That's Rav Pazva. Yeah, but it's a very big chiddush. That's his chiddush. He came along with it. And he has the achiezer to be sorry mechon of Chaim Oizer. But that's a sugya for itself. That could be, but that doesn't address this issue of Avaras Nachla. That's a separate issue. How to work it out.
It's no longer price today because you have futures and you have all sorts of complicated financial instruments.
No, so you have to work it out.
You
could work it out. You could give a mechayim. Could be you don't want to. But you could give the nechasim mechayim lefi the Rosh. L'maisa l'halocha, I think that this pshat in Rosh is muchach. Because the Rosh in Shuvah paskens lehedya that mechayim there's no problem. Now the Rosh in the back of the Chumash, the Pirush Rosh on Chumash, he asks the same kasha as Tosfos by Avraham Avinu. And he doesn't answer, well, what's the problem about Avraham Avinu? It's Mechayim. The pshat is because Avraham Avinu was arranging his estate. That's what he was doing. Vayitin is kol ha-shaloi le-Yitzchak. He gave all his nechotim to Yitzchak. He wasn't stam giving him a matana. Rashi said he didn't want the pilakshim, the bnei pilakshim in the future to get his nechotim. So he gave it all Mechayim. The Rosh holds that's the problem. It's not like a blanket rule. Anything Mechayim is mutter. The Rosh says Mechayim is mutter because Mechayim generally it's a matana. That's what it is. That's the gather. Anything you give Mechayim is a matana. But if it's not that, if what you did was something else, avada the Rosh holds it's also. L'maisa l'halacha, I just want to fear it's just a sikum. L'halacha, the tashbat, the Rosh, is not gebracht in the poiskim. Knesset HaGdolah brings him down, but the poiskim, Moshe Feinstein, the Chasam Sofer, the Panim Iris, they all go with the tashbat. The Panim Iris and Ramosha like it lechatchila, and the Chasam Sofer doesn't really like it, but he says, L'maisa v'yeish lismoich olav if you want.